Hey y'all, welcome to Solid Saturdays, where we take a moment just to have a casual conversation that flows from the heart of God. Listen y'all, I get it, it's Saturday, it's the weekend, and you may be in your bed, you may be running errands or preparing to spend time with your loved ones, but since you are here and since you are listening, I want you to get ready and to sit at the edge of your seat because you are about to be inspired. Let's go. Hey everyone, welcome to Solid Saturdays Prayer and Inspiration. I'm Tiffany and I am your host, and I'm so excited to be able to continue our series, our Heal Girl series, with you today. Listen, last Saturday was so much fun. The Women at the Well Summit was such a powerful time and just a great time to bond and meet so many people and sell Heal Girl. And also, y'all listen, I also sold the Heal Girl Academy varsity jackets, and that was exclusively on sale at that event. They will be going on sale everywhere soon, so be on the lookout for that because that was a big, big hit. But I want to also invite you guys today. I will be at Christ Evangelical Baptist Church with Heal Girl, and I also have the honor of ministering at their women's meeting. So if you are available and free, meet me there. Meet me there because there is a word from the Lord. But for right now, we're going to talk about today's topic, and it's going to be very, very quick. And today's topic is bruise. So this is so significant to me because we're just going to segue right into the healing process and what we're going to talk about next week. But to have a bruise is an injury appearing as an area of discolored skin, and it happens when blood pools under your skin, which is caused when a blood vessel breaks. So the very thing that carries life, it breaks, and then that life pools under your skin. And the only time that it really, really hurts is when you touch it. So today we're going to talk about what happens when life, what you consider life, breaks. What do you consider life, and what happens when that thing breaks and that you're not able to tend to it because it's unreachable unless you harm yourself? And that is so good because a lot of times we don't want pain. And so when we feel pain and when we see injuries that we cannot get to, such as bruising, I hope nobody does this, but in the spiritual, sometimes we can try to handle it ourselves, and we end up injuring ourselves more trying to do something that only God could do. Only God could heal your bruise. Bruising happens from the outer impact of something, an outer blow, but it's affected internally. Let's talk about David real quick. So David, he had an outer blow. He wasn't even called by his father when Samuel was looking to anoint the next king. He wasn't considered to even be a part and stand with his brothers when Samuel was looking for the next king. Now, we know the end of the story that, yeah, David was the next king. So we know that part. But what happened to him internally because of that external blow? Like, you cannot see how that affected him. As a child, y'all, as a child. But I assure you that it did affect him on the inside because it's a level of rejection. David was bruised, but he had to work through that bruising by giving his pain to God. When you read through the Psalms, there are so many things that David went through. And there are so many times in the Psalms that you can see his pain. You can feel his pain because he expresses it so specifically in detail. And sometimes that is how you are able to get through the bruising process, where you have to just write things out and look at your pain face to face. At the end of the day, bruising doesn't require a lot of treatment. It just requires a lot of patience. So when whatever you consider life breaks, know that it's going to take time for that to heal. And here's the thing. When you start to see changes in that area that was broken or bruised, don't panic. Because what will happen is the enemy will come in and say, oh, something else is wrong with this. When actually, your bruising changing its color, it's just the way that it heals. On the first 2 days, it's the worst. It's bluish purple or even black. And then after 5 to 10 days, your bruise starts to look green or yellow. And then after 10 to 14 days is yellow, brown, or light brown. So the changing happens as you heal. And this is what I want you to focus on today. You are going to change as you heal. You're going to look weird to some people. You're going to look strange to some people. But stay patient and stay focused, because it's natural for you to change as you heal. So trust God with the change. I don't know the process that David went through as he was healing from that rejection, but I can only imagine that that place of pain was also a place of development. There is better for you, but in order to get to better, you have to be committed to your healing. You cannot always listen to what people say about you, about your process. In your healing process, stay close to God, because it's not even going to look normal to you. But as long as you're close to God, you can trust that you are on the right path. So my encouragement to you today is, if life is broken, then ask God for patience for Him to heal you. And then allow Him to change you as you are going through the healing process. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We bless your holy name. You are wonderful. You are great. And Father, I just pray for everybody here today, Lord, that is listening to me. I pray, God, that you would strengthen them. I pray that you open their mind. I pray that you will carry them during the healing process, Father, in the name of Jesus. And even as they go through it, I pray that you will be glorified, Father, in Jesus' name. And I pray right now, God, that you would even keep back the hand of the enemy on their lives, Lord, and that they will be prosperous in all that they do in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. May you continue to get the glory out of all of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Well, today was a little shorter because I got to preserve my voice. But I hope that you guys got something from this episode today. And I hope that you received that prayer. I want you to go believing God for your healing and walking boldly in it, because there's so much more for you. And we are in a time where God is catapulting us to more. So anyway, because we serve such a faithful and loving and just Father, I know that you were able to get something from this episode. So you know what that means. I have no doubt that you will surely have a solid Saturday. See you all next week.